You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. COVID-19 has closed our favorite venues and gathering places, but what's remained open is the great outdoors. And nature has helped many of us cope during this pandemic. But nature itself is under threat of becoming diminished as beaches submerge, forests burn, and unbearable heat covers more and more of the globe. We're already witnessing how this devastation affects people. As climate change intensifies, what will our mental health look like in the future? Dr. Robin Cooper is a psychiatrist and teaches at UC San Francisco. She's co-founder of Climate Psychiatry Alliance. It's an organization calling for psychiatrists to do more to prepare for the impact climate change will have on our mental health. KALW's Janae Darden spoke with Dr. Cooper about how to process it all.
You co-founded an organization that's looking at preparing the psychiatry industry for climate change. What issues did you notice that made you feel like it's time to act?
I've been involved in climate issues for over a decade. But as I got more deeply involved in the political arena, I began to learn much more that climate crisis really is a health crisis, that the climate impacts that we're having are massive threats to a whole range of health issues. And as a psychiatrist, I'm also a physician. But as I got more deeply involved in the health impacts, it became clearer and clearer to me that there was an extraordinary absence of psychiatrists speaking out and knowing and understanding the psychiatric impacts of climate change.
So it's interesting that you say climate change is a health issue, and I think we're recognizing that during COVID. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And it also has pointed the light at major problems that we have in our healthcare system. We know that the climate impacts have greatest impacts on people who don't have access to power, who live in poverty. People of color have the most severe impacts of climate change, both heat impacts and disaster impacts and air pollution impacts. And we know that that's exactly what we're seeing with COVID.
Yeah, I interviewed an Oakland City official recently, and they told me that lack of trees in urban areas can cause warmer temperatures. But I read an article where you projected what's to come for our mental health as the environment gets warmer. Can you share some of those projections?
Heat is the most significant weather-related event that causes death and morbidity, trouble, health impacts. But in the realm of psychiatry and mental health, heat has increase in violence. That has a huge impact on domestic abuse, on violence against women, and I am very worried about that in terms of child abuse. We know that there's an increase in suicide rates that is directly related to increased heat. There's also an increase in depression and depressive language. There's impacts on sleep, and sleep impairments has wide impacts on your mood and also on thinking. And we know that with increased heat, you don't think as well.
I want to ask about water rising. I want to look at an extreme example. You know, I mean, parks that we go to now that may be gone in the future, neighborhoods may be gone, you know, islands washed away. What's the psychological impact of that, of just not having access to land?
One of the first communities that's being displaced en masse are Native indigenous population in the bayou of Louisiana. And they can't live in their homeland. And that's going to be happening all over the world. And that sets off issues of mass population displacement. Where are people going to go? How are they going to get there? So the impact on your psychic well-being and your experience of being connected to the place, the earth, that we have known as our home has huge implications. And there's this fancy word that addresses that. It's called scolathalgia. And the word encompasses the idea of the loss of solace in the place that we know as home. It's a deep kind of grieving.
And again, as you said, this is not just going to impact people in rural areas. This is going to impact those of us who live in the cities too, as well. And you know, you talked about how you went to the mountains, you know, because the chaos of COVID is happening. I go to the beach to relax too. And I'm very open about having anxiety and depression. And when I see that beautiful blue water and I hear those birds, my anxiety just drops. Why is nature so healing for us?
The sounds of water have a particular impact on calming. We know that the smells of outdoor and the views have a very, very healing quality and are very useful in managing both depression and anxiety. And those are big concerns about how we're going to be able to bring those into our lives as we face this very profound changing world.
How do you see the industry in the future when climate change hits? What do you hope are in place?
Well, wait a minute. When climate change hits, climate change is already, we are feeling it.
Oh, okay, let me backtrack. When it really hits, when it hits even harder.
But you've done something that I said that people want to do. It's not here, it's off there in the future, it's not there. So the field of psychiatry and psychology and health all have to look at this at multiple levels, at what do people need in their individual health sphere and getting at the roots of the causes of this. And that is, for us around climate change, our deeply dependency on fossil fuels. So moving to a clean energy system, and that's one thing that there is a lot of mobilization around. And I will say, in regards to mental health care has to be funded in what we call parity to general health care. And so whether that is health care for all in some form, and that it not be tied to employment, are all issues that we have to face.
So I'm thinking about people with schizophrenia and bipolar disorder, and we know people with mental health challenges live 10 years less than the average population just because they don't have access to information on preventable diseases and preventable health issues. So what about them? How will they be affected?
The severely mentally ill are one of the most impacted population in terms of impacts of climate change. They die 3 times the rate during extreme heat. They're hospitalized much more during extreme heat. The medications that we use have a direct impact on difficulties in maintaining the body's temperature. We need a much more robust community mental health and public health system.
I know you said that facing the future, recognizing that it's happening now, that will help us go forward. Can you expand on that? Because as you know, a lot of us are in denial. We don't want to talk about it.
This is something that is intruding and happening in our lives now. But what we do now can make a difference in how severe the future will be. I don't think we're going to come out of this smelling roses. There will be changes in the way the world is, but we can tolerate the deep anxiety about it by connecting with other people, by engaging in direct solutions. And by so doing, we will be able to have an impact on how severely the climate impacts actually are.
That was psychiatrist Dr. Robin Cooper speaking with KLW's Janae Darden. You can listen to the whole week-long series on climate change and its emotional and psychological impact at klw.org.